On Friday, President Obama signed into law a bill that would increase the budget for the National Institutes of Health by $2 billion. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports that for health scientists at the University of Utah, the outlook for 2016 just got brighter.
Funding for health sciences research has been stagnant for 12 years now, says Andy Weirich, Associate Dean of Research at the University of Utah School of Medicine. He says junior researchers have been dropping out of the field, and senior researchers have been scaling back their labs, retiring early, or going overseas. In 2013, funding for NIH was cut as part of sequestration. But now, the federal budget for NIH funding will be raised from $30 billion to $32 billion.
This is just huge because we haven't seen this in over a decade, and I think it's just going to be wonderful for the University of Utah, for the United States in general. And so we're really, really excited. When this came out, I mean, you could just see morale increase.
And Weirich says research funding has a ripple effect across Utah.
It's great for just the community in general, ability for us to have funds that can actually be targeted towards different types of health and disease. And not only that, for young folks coming in just trying to get their first jobs, there'll be a capacity now to actually get them in the unit and prepared for pre-medical and graduate studies down the road.
Weirich says the university is particularly well positioned to take advantage of some new funds for genetics, precision medicine, and neuroscience because of research that's already underway. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.